Yeah, this is like I said yesterday. You know, China's government thinks that people are saying what they say. And that's true. But they don't know how to decode the Western axiom that actions speak louder than words. Now, China will look at action and say, well, America says they're a friend, but then they put sanctions on us. So their actions speak louder than words. China might see that much, but they don't know what words those actions imply. They know a friend or not friend, but it's a very strategic technical language with syntax action, that is. When we Western people do certain actions, they mean this, they mean that. In context, they're this. In context, they're that. They have certain implications. Half the people in the country know about pop psychology. Probably 10 to 20% of those people actually know some of the terms. Everybody else knows that those terms are out there. So someone comes along and says, well, that person did one, two, and three, and so the shrinks and the psychobabbalists are all saying that if that means the person has such and such a mental condition. Everyone in the West, oh, yeah, And more than, don't you think most of the people in the West would say, oh, well, this has a certain meaning, and that has a certain meaning, and if someone's doing this, that's crazy. Let's go back, Dax. Dax and, what was his name? Tom, was it Tom Mack? Who? Tom Mc, T who? George, who? What? No, I want you to look, no, okay, we'll look that up. Tom McDonald. Yeah, Tom McDonald and Dax did this rap, You Can Blame the Rappers. Well, no, I was talking with Royu about what it means. And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, it's the rapper's fault, the problems in society. And I said, well, they kind of acknowledge that that's possible, but when they say, well, you can blame the rappers, they're talking about blame shifting. And he goes, oh. Now, remember, Royu is American, but he grew up in Asian culture. So he doesn't know that, well, you can blame it on him if you want. That's blame shifting talk. So the title, you can blame the rappers, but if you look in the lyrics, they say, well, you don't like these songs are bad, but remember, those are your favorite songs. You're just blaming it on the rappers. You should blame yourself. That's what the lyrics are going at. And the lyrics do say specifically that those are your favorite rap songs. Now, I see, we get that in America. Well, you can blame it on them. That's psychology talk. That's putting someone on the couch. Well, you're just blaming him. That's stuff that psychologists and psychotherapists and school counselors would say. You're blaming your problems on something else. That's a mental condition where you want to avoid responsibility, and so you shift that blame off onto someone else. And here's where the DSM-5 talks about that psychological mental illness that you have. You know, they don't say it all that way, but we're talking psychobabble. And everyone in the West is familiar with this basic ability to kind of diagnose each other. Yeah, well, he's blaming it on him. Okay, we know what that is, blame shifting. You go back 50 years, oh boy, in America, they might not have even said it quite that way. You go back even 100 years, they would have maybe had to describe what that is. They would have said, well, he's not taking responsibility. But see, now we say, well, it's a blame game. That's psychobabble talk now. That comes from psychology. And so you see that happening. The Chinese don't know that. And so we see the blame happening and we start to act like the shrink. Oh, he's mentally ill. He's crazy. He has issues. He's got some ulterior motive. And we start to diagnose that person as crazy. The Chinese don't think about that at all because they're wholly unfamiliar with our pop culture understanding of psychology and pop psychology. So the automatic communication, the Chinese don't get. So while, you know, America's government simply has to take the words of China and show it to the people. We unilaterally deny this. We don't do those things. We don't interfere with you. but you interfere with us. You must stop. They take those words, they show it to the people as they are, and the people in the West simply say, China is crazy. They have a mental condition. And the Western people think that simply by hearing exactly what the Chinese people say, and no one tells the Western people to think that the Chinese are crazy. The people come to that on their own without anyone saying that the people come to that conclusion, without anyone telling the people to come to that conclusion. And that, and China doesn't know it. And see, I postulate, I've got the theory that the American government knows exactly what they're doing. They know that the Chinese will be perceived as insane, as like needing to have the white coats on, going to an insane asylum, like that if there is a conflict with China, there probably will be many Chinese leaders who end up under lock and key in an insane asylum. That is possible. If there were Chinese conflict and the Chinese were to lose, the Western countries that have victory over them would try to do that. And that's what Western people think. That's how Western people think. And the Chinese don't know that at all. And the American government, I think, knows that the Western people, anywhere, Europe, anywhere, because Freud had his origins in Europe. Did you know that? Freud was European. Yeah, they did. America did not invent psychology. No, sir. So I think that the America's government, Britain's government, I think that they all know that, that China doesn't know this, because they talk to China and like, wow, they walk away. I'll almost promise you for sure. The people in American Western British government, they'll say, oh my goodness, these Chinese have no clue about basic psychology. They're just utterly clueless. How could we use this to our advantage? How could we go after China? We can say things about basic craziness and China will never know we're saying it. And we can just report China's words to the people and the people will think they're crazy and we never said it. I think that's going on. China doesn't understand Western thinking, and China is getting played. China is getting used and abused, and they don't know it. China's in danger. Rather than educating China about basic psychology, rather than trying to help China see, if you say this, the Western people will think that, rather than going to China's government, trying to help them understand this, oh no, no, the West is using it against China. And I'll tell you, we are headed towards, I mean, China doesn't know what's coming. They don't know because of how Western people think and communicate and what they say, how they operate. That no one's spelled out what all America's doing. No one's spelled out what all Britain is doing here. It goes back to our basic assumptions of the culture, and China is totally, really. You'd say, wouldn't China look at what we're doing and want to stop? They don't understand it. I know, you're in America, you're one of those awesome people in Europe who's listening to what I got to say, and I love you, and I wish you'd message me. You're in your world, in your culture, and you're going, doesn't China see what the West is doing? No. They don't. They really don't see it. They just don't see it. And that's what culture is about. You're in your culture, you don't know this, and you're in your culture, and you don't know that people think and do that. And that's why we got to get to know each other more. It's very important that we learn about each other and know each other. See you tomorrow.